Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and have a little fun with instant games today. David Beauclair's in the house from the Nashville Post, also brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Well, the Titans have been having OTA practices. Those continue. Minicamp coming up next week, and we're happy to have with us defensive back Malcolm Butler. Malcolm, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. How much does the continuity of the coaching staff help? And, you know, having obviously Dean Pease back to lead things on the defense.
I think it's great for the team. You know, we don't have to start over. Everybody is familiar with each other. We still run the same system, and we just used to our coaching staff. And, you know, we wanted Pease back, and, you know, I just think it's a great thing for us.
For a defensive player, and you go through these OTA workouts where you're not, you know, really hitting people, it's not like, you know, you're going to do it at full speed in a game and that sort of thing. What do you try to get out of that? What do you work on, you know, to try to help you the most here?
So basically, you know, in OTA, you know, you can't go to the ground. You can't make that much contact. So I just use it to, you know, work my hands and my feet, you know, because the physical part not here right now. But, you just chopping yourself up on your plays, your technique, and, you know, just seeing how the coaches want things done and just getting better each and every day the best way you can.
Malcolm Butler's your guest from the Tennessee Titans.
Hey, Malcolm, man, I love your story, man, and how you work from a free agent to, you know, being a big-time cornerback in the National Football League. And I kept saying, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, early in the season that you were really trying too hard and you were a little too aggressive, trying to prove that you were worth that money that you got instead of sitting back and just playing your game. Tell me if that's true or not, and what adjustments did you make from the beginning to the end of the season or halfway through the season to play better?
You know, obviously, you know, I hit the playbook more. And just really calm down and relax and just play football. You know, I was coming off a roller coaster, you know, coming from the New England Patriots and all of that stuff that came along with me when I came here, and then the contract and all that stuff. So basically I just took the pressure off myself and just went out there and played football and, you know, be smart. I was being smarter, you know. You know, just keeping my eyes on my man, stop being aggressive, stop trying to get the ball so much, and then, you know, things started to work out for me. But I just had to go back to my hunger days, man, like when I was, you know, work at Popeyes, or when I first got on the, you know, tryout with the NFL team. So I just had to bring that hunger back out and, you know, just don't care too much and just go out there and play ball. And that's what I started doing, and that's the momentum I'm trying to keep, you know, right to this day.
Man, I saw the story there about the Popeyes. That's funny, man. What is the secret, I guess, to the red beans and rice, man? Because I love the red beans and rice, man.
If it wasn't already packaged, you know, I would have had that last night.
All right, but through the OTA, all jokes aside, I guess, who would you envision if you were going to make a bold prediction, and we do that here on radio, who's going to have a breakout season? Who would you say that it's going to be?
You know, we don't like to speak on other players. You know, we only speak by ourselves. But let me see. I would say I'd just say Jayon Brown. You know, he's a young guy. You know, he's a fun guy. You know, he takes his work serious, and he's a fun guy to play with, and he works hard. So I just say Jayon. You know, he's one of my favorites.
All right, cool. I guess lastly for me is, what is it going to take for the Titans to get to that next step and get over that hump? It just seems like they're right beating on the door, played great against the elite teams, and then kind of lost some of the games, the closer games to the middle road teams. What do you think it's going to take to get over the hump and get into the playoffs and do some damage?
I say, you know, we just got to earn it. You know, you got to work hard right now. You got to work hard when things get to rolling, and just got to put in the extra work and, you know, not beat ourselves and do things, don't let things don't beat ourselves. You know, we just got to put ourselves in position, and we just, like you said, we right there, man. We just got to find whatever it is we're missing and just apply it to our game or wherever it's missing. And, you know, just win, you know. There's nothing left to say, but all you got to do is win. You got to win, and that's all I can say.
Malcolm, Kevin Byard said the Titans, and Logan Ryan did too, that the Titans DBs are probably asked to do as much or more schematically, you know, through the course of a game than most DB groups. How tough was that to pick up for you?
Oh man, it was challenging. You know, when I first got here, you know, I was a guy coming from a system that really just played just the basic coverages and things like that. But Dean Pease, he got a different recipe, so I had to, you know, get in the playbook and, you know, learn these things and, you know, try to take the coaching from the classroom to the field. So it took time, and that time paid off with that hard work put in and things going smooth. But for the most part, you know, it is a tough thing to learn, and you really got to be locked in and focused to get the system down pat.
When things were not going great for you, you know, you were talking about you know, what you weren't doing right and the adjustments you needed to make. Who did you go to? Was it any specific teammate? Was it Coach Coombs? Was it Coach Pease? You know, who did you sit down with and sort of sort that out with?
Basically, you know, I'm a grown man, and you know, if you want things done, like anything, yard work, sure, you want to do something better with yourself, or like, it's going to take you, you know, it's not going to take anyone else. But, you know, I had, when those guys, you know, offered to, you know, ask, was anything wrong, everything going okay at home, and, you know, we need you to do this, do that. I listened, and I, you know, I try to, you know, see from their point of view how they see things. But, yeah, but for the most part, I used to call you like an old high school coach or, you know, an old college coach. But for the most part, anybody that's trying to help me, you know, I'm a open myself to them and let them try to help me. But for the most part, man, you know, you got to get it done yourself, and it's all on you.
You played against Cameron Wake, I know, a lot when you were with the Patriots, them being in the same division. How impressed are you with this guy that, you know, at the age he's at right now, you know, he's still in phenomenal physical shape?
It's great, man. It makes guys, you know, want to ask him, what is he doing? Because I'm pretty sure I want to play, you know, a lot of years just like him. But it's great, man, see those guys that, you know, just keep working hard, take care of their bodies, doing everything they can to, you know, stay in this league and be productive. And I know it's not easy, but I know it's worth it, but it's great, man. It's great. I think he's still in Miami. We'd be out there doing sprints. We'd be out there doing sprints, and he's running with shades on. So,
are you a big NBA fan?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm a big NBA fan.
Who are you rooting for in the finals?
Well, I really don't have a team. You know, I just like the players because, you know, I don't want to be a bandwagon, so I just got players. You know what I mean? So, but I'm a big fan, man, and I'm growing on Kawhi, you know, Steph and all those guys. They great. So I'm just not starting to grow on Kawhi. So, you know, I'm in this corner a little bit, but, you know, I'm just watching the game.
Malcolm, have a great day. Thank you for the time this morning.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Malcolm.
That's Titans cornerback Malcolm Butler joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. The Popeyes question was pretty funny.
Yes.
Blaine, yeah, that was off the cuff.
You had the money. You had the two Popeyes money questions today. Oh,
yeah. They came up the red beans. I love the red beans and rice.
The red beans and rice.
I'd have Popeyes every day, man. The red beans and rice, killer.
Yeah. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Yeah.